Hello, and welcome to the Veterans Send Weekly Podcast. Today, we are honored to speak with Royal Australian Navy veteran Michelle Mosey, where she served as an electronic warfare operator. She's on a new mission with You With Me as their Chief Partnerships and Engagement U.S. Michelle is all about breaking rules, removing barriers, and positioning veterans to solve the cyber and high-tech skills shortage. We are privileged to hear about Michelle's military service, her transition, her journey to working in the United States, and her, ultimately her role at With You, With Me, their mission to level the job-seeking playing field and help people uncover their full potential. So really looking forward to this today, Michelle. So looking forward to having you on and learning about With You, With Me. We met, of course, back in September at the Military Influencers Conference. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. So tell us about your service in the Royal Australian Navy, the challenges as a woman electronic warfare operator, your transition and the journey that's led you to be part of With You, With Me.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation and the very nice introduction, Robin. It's a real privilege to speak with you and be part of the Veterans Ascend podcast. So big question, right up front. Yes, sure. I started in the Royal Australian Navy, where I served for 13 years as an EW operator. There are probably a lot of people out there who would understand that, but think comment, think signals intelligence, think analytics. Political work. It was a fantastic 13 years for me. I got to travel the world, travel Australia, meet and work with a lot of US veterans as part of my role there. It was, you asked kind of a little bit about the challenges of being a woman in electronic warfare. It's actually a really pertinent question because I was one of the very first women recruited into the EW category, because at that point back in 1990, yes, I know it seems forever, they were actually just starting to recruit women out of the sets and deploying them into operational roles on ships that were deploying into international waters and serving overseas. So I was at the very, very front end of that. And of course, you know, when you introduce a new element to what has previously been a bit of a male environment, there's always a little bit where people rub up against each other. But certainly the challenges of the male and female gender, look, honestly, I really didn't face a lot of those things. I think the greater challenges came from myself in terms of backing my own ability to integrate and be successful in what had previously been quite a male-dominated area. I am sort of known to be a bit of a person who will take the bit between my teeth and push on, and I do like a challenge. So it was almost the perfect opportunity for me, and I think it's demonstrated by the fact that I worked in that role for 13 years and had such a wonderful career during that time.
That's awesome. So I know, I will tell you, I'll date myself previous to you. 10 years prior to that, I was in our Navy and really trying to buck the system of the male-dominated world. I fought tooth and nail to say, if I can pass the same test, if I can do the same physical requirements, why can't I be in those roles? And, you know, it took a long time. Good to hear that. And it's still, there's still a lot of room to grow in that respect, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would absolutely agree. And to be really honest, often it's not about the female-male dynamic. It's about the attitude piece, because I certainly know there are a lot of men who've struggled going into certain roles because of the dynamic and the perception of what had come before them. And they're really trying to break those molds, like we all are, to say, actually, if I can meet those standards, I can be successful. So it doesn't always sit, you know, on either side of the male-female fence. It actually impacts everyone. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So you worked in the U.S. for a period of time before you got to With You, With Me. So kind of take us through that journey and then tell us about the mission of With You, With Me and the initiatives for veterans.
Absolutely. So after my service, I actually transitioned out into the Australian Department of Defence into a role that was somewhat similar to what I was doing in the Navy, but it was less tactically focused in terms of being on the kit and being on the tools, to more an analytical and development role. So I worked a lot within the Australian intelligence agencies, doing analytical work on weapons and technical intelligence, emerging technologies. So think high-powered lasers, think cyber, think information security. And that was really where I sort of hit my groove in terms of the tech space. So I was exposed to a lot of the high tech that militaries all over the world utilize. And it really sparked something in me that, honestly, I had never studied technology or math or science apart from biology at school. So I really hit my groove there. And during my service with the Australian DoD as a civilian, I spent around about 10 years with them. And in that period, I had a lot of different roles across all of the arms of our intelligence agencies, from our geospatial to our analytical to our SIGINT agencies. And I also came and spent 3 years working in the Pentagon for the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, Mr. Jim Clapper. So that was a wonderful experience that I spent here. We were in the midst at that stage of the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. So a big part of my role there was bringing the Australian intelligence community perspective to the US, sharing that information and seeing where we could work together and, approach some of the challenges we were looking at. After my service there, I went on and worked at the Australian National University, which is the number one university in Australia. And I took up the role of senior advisor for cybersecurity at the National Security College. And the college there is charged with educating senior executive public officials on cybersecurity. So everything from threat to intent to how to think about cyber when they're making decisions, not only around operational impacts, but also how cybersecurity impacts the policy decisions that they make, whether that's related to education, whether that's related to grants or funding, whether that's related to information security posture at all of the agencies that they work for. And I then started to look at the skill set that was actually required to help build that high-tech capability, certainly in the Australian market. And I was drawing on a lot of my contacts from the US and from the UK to gain their perspectives and their experience as well. So from that, I set up and organised a grant for funding. And out of that, the Australian National University Cyber Institute was established. And the institute was really about bringing together industry, academia, and also government to really drive what are the key things that we need to teach individuals, what are the skill sets that they require to help them be successful when you couple that and put it alongside the university education that was currently being offered. Out of that work, I came across a company by the name of With You With Me, who was really focusing on two things that were obviously close to my heart based on my experience, which was about solving the veteran transition problem, solving veteran under and unemployment, and helping veterans transition into high-tech roles that would support Australian security posture and growth on the world market as a cybersecurity leader and a place to come for great cyber products. So I met our CEO, Tom Moore, and Tom and I mind melded on quite a few of those those sort of elements. And I came to With You With Me and came on as sort of their senior cyber lead in Australia, in Canberra. And from there went on to head up the With You With Me Academy, which is our jewel in the crown for how we train veterans in Australia and in the US and in Canada. And from there, took up the challenge to come to the US back in March 2019 to help grow the business here. But it wasn't really about growing the business. It was actually about helping our fellow patriots and compatriots deal with the same challenges that we were seeing in Australia around veteran underemployment and unemployment. So that's how I ended up at With You With Me. And, you know, it's a great mission to be part of. I live it every day. And speaking to many of the veterans who I've absolutely had the pleasure of meeting here in the US, I think we're really well positioned to help any veteran who is transitioning or any serving member find out some really good data about what are the opportunities out there and how do I make that next step.
Yeah, absolutely. So you talk about the unemployment, underemployment. Underemployment is a major issue. We know from statistics, 33% of veterans are underemployed. And in my work with Veterans Ascend, you know, I do a lot of the HR research and all of that and understanding the barriers for employers. And it really comes down to that skills connection and understanding the skills that a veteran brings to an organization and the level that they should be paid at according to those skills. So it's great that, you know, With You, With Me is really aligning those skills for the employer and the veteran in that space. So it's encouraging that there's, you know, that you're doing that work out there. So thank you so much. And congratulations on, and it sounds like With You, With Me was just kind of a job made in heaven for you with your experience and your background. So super excited that you're here bringing it to the US. So can you kind of expand on, kind of tell the veterans who are listening how they get job ready for Tech Careers, explain the program and kind of how they do that with You, With Me, and what's available for family members as well.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I really do want to pick up on one of the comments, you know, you made about the high percentage level of veteran unemployment. I mean, we did some numbers and utilized some of the statistical data coming out of the Department of Labor that around 22 million Americans are underemployed. And, you know, when you look at the percentage of Americans who have served, it only makes sense that a very, very large population, and I think you said around 35% of veterans are unemployed. And, you know, when you look at that, veterans are five times more likely to be underemployed in roles. And that's right. That's a really big focus for us and what drives the program in terms of helping veterans who are either out and have been out for a while or serving members who are looking to get out, giving them some data around why they should consider a role in tech. You know, if you look at how tech roles have been filled in the past, it's all been about a 3 to 4 year degree in computer science or engineering. And that in many ways selects a lot of veterans out because they immediately think, well, that's not me. I can't do that role. But right. Certainly what we have found through our journey is that tech has developed at such a high rate, and the tech is very, very smart. So what does that mean? It actually means that not all jobs actually require you to have that degree. What those jobs do require you to have is a set of practical skills and understanding that you build over time through a life learning approach to get into those roles. And with the huge deficit across, whether you look at data analytics, whether you look at cybersecurity, whether you look at robotics process automation, there is a huge deficit in skills and employers starting to look at how do we identify skills, you know, in a different way, as opposed to just looking at a CV or a resume, which mm-hmm. actually just talks about who you are, where you went to school, who you know, and what you've done in the past. It doesn't look at your potential. And that is a really big part of how we approach working with veterans. It's really helping them identify the potential for the next step into a new career. And we do that through a testing platform that we have developed that looks at aptitude, psychometrics, it looks at cultural fit, it looks at how you learn, and it also looks at the type of archetype you are in terms of are you a doer? Are you a creative thinker, or are you someone who sits in the middle who actually helps bring those former two together and translate to get the best outcome? So when people come to us, when veterans come to the With You With Me platform, they go through this testing process and they get a report at the back end, which actually identifies and gives them data around why they would match to a technical career. And we spend a lot of time with our career coaches, or we call them pathfinders, to talk to our candidates about why the match is. Because believe me, Robin, when you tell an infantryman or an artilleryman that he can go and be a data analyst or he can be a cybersecurity analyst, the looks on their faces are like, really? Why? Hang on a minute.
No doubt. Yeah.
Hang on a minute. So again, it comes back to not only education of the market, but education of the veterans about what their potential is based on the attributes that we've identified, that they can learn a new tech skill and they can be successful at a new tech skill, and then helping them on that professional journey over time. So we take them through that process, and then we get them enrolled in the With You With Me Academy, which, you know, we have over 21 courses there that deliver a foundational knowledge of the theory, but hard practical skills, which means they can go into a job and they can be effective from day one. And many of the employers, I'm sure you've probably spoken to a lot of them, they're like, okay, we'll hire someone, but then we've got to spend the next 6 months training them because they're kind of not across everything.
Right.
So we're taking the approach of, okay, let's give them some practical skills and then build the theory in as they go through the professional pathway. Because what I'm definitely not saying is that university education is better than practical skills, or practical skills is better than university education or certifications or accreditations that are out there. They're actually all valuable, and there needs to be a collaborative mix. And that's the conversation, you know, that we have with employers about, if you change your thinking slightly about how you identify talent, how you build talent, and how you invest over time, those unicorns that you are looking for in the high-tech market that you think don't exist, you're actually identified a whole new talent pool of people who can be successful in these roles over time. So, you know, we talk about the academy, and then after the academy, when our teams graduate, we then link them with our recruitment team. And our recruitment team obviously has an intimate understanding of the skills that the academy teaches, but also an intimate understanding of what employers are actually looking for and what it takes to do the job. And then we link our graduates with our employers and put them into roles where we can. And certainly the approach that we take is, if someone comes to us and they go through the With You With Me Academy and they graduate and they don't want to look for work with us, but they go out and find their own job, that is still 100% win. It's a tick in the box, because at the end of the day, that achieves the mission of With You With Me, which is about solving underemployment and unemployment for veterans and beyond.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I should probably add that all of our training is free for veterans and their spouses. So whether that's, you know, if you're a serving military member or you've been out for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, we have all of those individuals on the With You With Me platform, our portal. The training is free, so there's no need to activate the GI Bill, and that is exactly the same for spouses. Spouses are an absolutely integral part of military life, and it's one of the reasons why we support spouse training as well, because it's difficult for the spouse when you post, if you're the serving member, to continue to find those jobs. So this is a real niche approach, again, to finding those untapped talent pools and overall just supporting the veteran and their family.
That's wonderful and good to hear. So real quick, and I've got a couple of things I want to touch on that you said. Are all the courses online, or are these in brick and mortar locations that veterans have to go to?
No, so all of our courses are online. The With You With Me Academy is an online academy, because we believe that you should be able to train where you want, how you want, when you want. But don't be, you know, people shouldn't shy away from the fact that it's online. It is highly collaborative. We put people through in cohorts. So you have a cohort, just like the military approach, you've got a team. Those cohorts interact online together and with the instructors. We have live webinars. We have points in the course where individuals will be contacted and, you know, they'll speak with their career coach, their pathfinder, and also their instructor. So it really opens up that opportunity. And the training, you know, runs over a 3-month period and it takes around about 100 hours. So it's really built for a part-time load for someone who may be working full-time. So they can dedicate a certain amount of time to get through the course.
Awesome. So, you know, I want to touch on a couple of things you said. You know, tech, just in somebody who doesn't know technology intimately like you do, I know that it changes quickly. So keeping up on those skills and being able to not just have to go through a 4-year college program, because what you're learning the first year is probably outdated by the time you get into, you know, the college there. But to your point too, there are places for someone with a college degree, someone with on the job experience, and someone with a certification or going through the academy like you have. So I'm glad to hear that you're having those conversations with employers, because it's really the same thing we're talking about. Our program does not use a resume. We encourage employers not to require a degree when they're looking for skill sets with our veterans, because we are trying to encourage them to look at the skills. What skills do you need? What skills does a veteran have? And let's have a conversation. So that's awesome. And yeah. Veterans do take their skills for granted, right? We're not, you know, I get a lot of infantry as well that say, what else can I do? I don't know other skills I have. And they're just heads down doing what they're asked to do, doing what they're learning. And it's that learning agility that they bring to an organization that employers are missing out on. It's just a shame.
Yeah, look, I would 100% agree. And I mean, to give you some numbers, 91% of HR professionals say that soft skills are critical in the future. And soft skills come with your military service. You learn it over time. You learn how to work in a team. You learn problem solving. You learn empathy. You learn how to be resilient in times of stress. And how often have you, and certainly, you know, in your service and mine, that you've been dropped into a job and said, okay, we'll just go ahead and learn it. figure it out. And that is what veterans are really good at doing. They are excellent at doing those things. And it's one of the key powerful skills. So it's the job-ready practical skills, but it's all of those other elements that veterans bring in a mindset that make them a powerful addition to a team.
Absolutely. So let's transition to kind of your advice to the transitioning service member as they're transitioning. And how do they know if a cyber career is right for them? And if it is, how do they get to be part of the With You, With Me program?
Great question. And on the With You, With Me platform, we actually have a lot of transition advice. Everything from how do I go from having a mission every day, working in a closely knit team, to now working in an organization where I don't know anyone and, you know, I may not feel as connected to the mission as what I did before. So we've got a lot of support videos and clips on there that we've collected over time, not only from our own staff, but also some, you know, close collaborators that we have. I think, you know, the advice is get as much information as you possibly can. Use the data, because data doesn't lie. And that is a big key piece of why we are so adamant and we really push people who come to our platform to take the testing and find out, because you don't know what you don't know. And our testing may reveal personal habitual traits that you have, but it will also identify how those attributes that you have fit into a tech career and why. So it's about starting that conversation. And you ask about how do you find out if a cyber career is right for you? I think, again, it comes back to having the data, speaking to people who are in those careers, and certainly tapping into many of the resources of veterans who have graduated our course, who have come from a completely different background and are now working in tech roles. And, you know, tap those resources, find out, you know, what was the experience like? How did you ever find out that you would get here? And it all comes back to, I think, finding out the unknowns. And that's a big part of what our approach and our testing does, because the worst thing that can happen is that you do decide it might not be right for me, but you will have learnt a lot of things about yourself along the way. And that in itself may open your eyes to other opportunities.
Absolutely. Well, great. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for what you and With You With Me are doing for our military families. It's a great program. I absolutely love it. We appreciate you sharing these great insights today. And so for listeners, for more information on With You With Me, please visit their website at www.withyouwithme.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful day.